Even as Bitcoin sinks and sinks, London's trying to build a future around cryptocurrency. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the Federal Reserve System has a powerful role over our financial lives, each and every one of us. Well, who runs it? Yesterday, the Senate confirmed Philip Jefferson as the fourth black man to serve as a Fed governor in Washington. He joins Lisa Cook, the first black woman to serve as a Fed governor. Moves toward diversity have been slower at the 12 regional Fed banks, according to a new report today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer got an early look and joins us now.
Well, David, the report is from the Center for Popular Democracy, and it looked at the members of the regional Fed Bank's boards of directors, and it found that more than half of them are white and the majority are men. The report points out that two-thirds of the board members are selected by private banks. The other group is appointed by the Fed Board of Governors in Washington, and that group has gotten more diverse.
And why do these regional Fed boards matter so much? What does that have to do with, say, Fed decisions on interest rates?
Well, some of these board members have a say in choosing the presidents of the regional Fed banks, who get a rotating vote on interest rate hikes, and most of them are white. Just yesterday, the Dallas Fed announced that a white woman, Lori Logan, will be its next president. Two Latino members of Congress then pointed out there's never been a Hispanic or Latino regional Fed bank president. And all this matters because the Fed has to decide whether to raise interest rates so high in its fight against inflation that people lose their jobs as the economy slows down. One of the report's editors, Benjamin Dolchin, told me the Fed needs diverse viewpoints on that.
But where you arrive at, you know, in that decision has everything to do with whose interests you think are most important, right? Sort of through whose eyes you see the economy.
And I talked to a Fed spokesman yesterday who pointed out that more than half the board members the Fed has appointed at the regional Fed banks are people of color. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Vice Chair Leo Brainard are pushing very hard to diversify the regional bank boards.
Nancy, thank you. Yesterday, it was consumer inflation falling slightly, but not by as much as forecast. Today, wholesale inflation came in. It was eye-watering. Wholesale prices up 11% from a year earlier. And there's now a search on, has inflation hit its peak? Paul Christopher is head of global market strategy for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
We think we're close to that if we haven't already seen the peak. But there's a question that's bothering markets increasingly now, we think more often than the question of a peak, and that is the stickiness of inflation. I mean, if you think about a rental contract that goes for a year, that rent is fixed, or a tuition that you pay for a college kid, that rate is fixed for a while, a term. And then after the term, the person charging the rate has to make up for what has happened in inflation and has to anticipate what may happen in inflation. That's going to keep inflation somewhat sticky, even after it stops rising.
All's at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
London is trying to go all in on digital assets. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, met with the person spearheading that project in the UK Parliament. Victoria joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the UK government doing to become, I don't know, crypto central?
Well, it's put together what the government is calling an all-party parliamentary group, which means anyone from any side of the aisle can participate. Now, Dr. Lisa Cameron is heading up that group, and from her office in Westminster, which is the seat of power here in the UK, she told me what the goal of that committee is.
We're going to be developing regulatory framework that are pragmatic, proportionate, that work, both to protect consumers, but also to ensure that we have reputable business here.
Setting the rules, regulation, we would expect to be the key to this, right? Victoria, the committee has a sense of how it'll frame these?
Well, it's honestly not sure what it's going to do yet, but Lisa and her colleagues have traveled to other countries like Switzerland to find out how they've written their rules there. A stringent regulatory regime is something that the UK was known for and frankly prided itself on before Brexit. Now, last summer, the UK's advertising watchdog said it was going to start clamping down on misleading crypto ads, especially online and social media where younger people can see that. And then in January, the government vowed to do its part to bolster consumer protections, highlighting research from the Financial Conduct Authority, which is the UK equivalent of the US SEC. Now, it found that while cryptocurrency ownership has risen, the level of understanding of the risks involved in such transactions has declined.
Also, let's just be clear, cryptocurrency can be a fine tool, but it's also money laundering on a stick in the wrong hands. So, Victoria, the British Parliament will have help crafting the rules.
Now, the FCA kept this a closed-door event, so we were not allowed in, but we did talk to somebody who was inside, and he told us that this kind of engagement with the industry is very welcome, but the million-dollar question is whether regulators are actually open to the feedback.
All right. Victoria Craig, Marketplace BBC in London. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Her conversation with the British MP who's pushing Crypto London is streamable now from marketplace.org. Now, Bitcoin is down another 10% this morning, $28,400 when it was in the 65,000s last November, a drop of 56% from 6 months ago. Also, what are called stable coins, digital assets that aren't supposed to fluctuate, yet one popular stable coin, quote-unquote pegged to the dollar, now worth just 50 cents, not so stable. Oh, and the actual U.S. dollar is getting stronger and stronger. It only takes $1.04 this morning to buy a euro, which makes U.S. exports more expensive. But for U.S. travelers abroad, well, have that second croissant. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.